This is program number LW2550. It happened several years ago. Hi, this is Leary West. There was a young man working one day under the hood of his Model T Ford. It was parked on the side of a road, and he just couldn't get it started. He worked and worked. He tried and tried, but he just couldn't get it to run. Well, after a long time, a car pulled up beside him. Now, this one was a beautiful automobile, and a well-dressed man stepped out. He then went over to the young man and, sensing his difficulty, told him that he believed that he could get it started. Well, by this time, the young man was willing for anybody to help, so the man told the young fellow that if he would make a certain minor adjustment in the timing of the motor, he believed it would start. Well, rather reluctantly, the young man did so, and with a turn of the crank, the motor started immediately, and it was purring like a new car. Surprised? That's an understatement. Turning to the stranger, the young man said, "How did you know, and especially so quickly, what my car needed to make it start? Who are you?" he asked. Quietly, the man said, "Well, I'm Henry Ford. I made that car." I guess he would know what would make it start, right? I mean, after all, he was the expert. You know, there are some things that all of us can do well. Today, if you get down in the mouth about not being able to do as well as someone else, just remember, there's something you can do well, something your friend might not be able to do. Once upon a time, got another story for you. Once upon a time, there was a small factory that had to cease operations one day because a vital piece of machinery broke down. The firm's own mechanics just couldn't seem to get the thing working again. They tried and tried. They worked and worked. But they just couldn't get the thing going. So they called in an outside expert. He arrived, walked in, looked the situation over for a couple of minutes. Then he took a hammer and tapped on the machine at a certain spot. You know what happened? It started running again, running beautifully. Well, when he submitted his bill, it was for $1,000. The plant owner, having watched how the man fixed the machine, hit the ceiling. $1,000? He demanded that this expert itemize the bill. He wanted to find out what cost so much. Well, the fellow who had been called in was ready to do so. He itemized the bill, and here's what he put down. For tapping the machine, $1. For knowing where to tap, $999. I guess that's what an expert is. He's the one who knows what to do and where to do it. Got a challenge for you today. Find the thing you can do well. Admit you're good at it. Get after it and do it. And then, thank God you know how. So you can't play the guitar or the piano like your neighbor can. So what? Maybe he doesn't know how to put a water pump on his car, but you do. Maybe you can't arrange flowers into a beautiful bouquet like your friend can. So what? Maybe she can't relate to people as well as you can. We all have our talents. We're all expert at something. Don't let someone else control your life. Don't get discouraged when you can't do something as well as someone else can. There is something you can do well. Find it. Admit it. Get after it and do it. And then don't forget this one. Then be sure to thank God for the talent He gave you. The Bible says it's God who has invested certain talents into you. And quite frankly, God demands a profitable return. Of course, He wants sons and daughters, and He wants our talents to be used to get people, beginning with ourselves, to get people into heaven. Whatever you are, give the credit to God. You'll be richer for it. I'm Leary West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. You know, it's amazing. There's something that controls each of our lives. For some, it's money. For others, it's power and prestige. For others, it's popularity. For others, it's pressure that comes from mom and dad, or the husband or wife, or the boss down at the plant. There's something that controls each of our lives. What ought to control our lives? Why don't you write for this pamphlet? It is free. I think it will help. What controls your life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.